towards CFRC 101.9 FM's annual funding drive. Follow the Independent Wrestling Academy on social media to get all the talent and match announcements. Tickets are available at www.iwacademy.com/tickets.
Pretty darn sweet, pretty darn exciting, if I do say so myself. But let's dive back in. Coming up next, new We Are Wolves with Super Normal, right here on the Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
La gente me dice que yo recojo lo que siembro. Bueno, parece que a veces todo.
Let's take. name is Dale Wallen from the Community Options at Community Living Kingston.
Community Living Ontario is a nonprofit provincial association that has been advocating for people who have an intellectual disability and their families for 70 years. We proudly work alongside over 119 local agencies and advocate on behalf of more than 100,000 people across Ontario. We are an active member of Inclusion Canada and regularly communicate with equivalent provincial and territorial associations. We also have influence at a global level thanks to our affiliation with Inclusion International.
Also thanks to PSC for the wonderful opportunity.
Just to fly, to see the reason why you won't see. You're listening to CFRC. This is Charlotte Cardin.
Layla's got these eyes like kiwis, confident in small bikinis. Layla knows Layla's hot, and my boy's sweet, but he's too timid. Don't take much to hook up with him from afar. They look close, that don't do obsession unless it's really good. And he's the best I've ever tasted. People aren't possessions, though I wish they would. Cause then I'd have the right to say it. Don't you make a
of how we all feel. It's just a case the ice flow blues, all throwing down on a pair of new shoes. Dead to redstone in a passing phase. Dead to redstone in radio waves. Speaking for you. Speaking for me. Doing it for fun. Doing it for free. Frayed wire on the skyline, celebrate the coming year. Frayed wire, we decided 52 Saturdays off year. Dead to rest, name, save the local beer. Dead to rest, stuck in a limelight for years. Speaking to you. Speaking to me. Doing it for fun. Doing it for free.
System that somehow never loved you, but always.
Welcome back. This is your Friday indie wake-up call. And folks, something I love about this station is how much Canadian music we get to spotlight. In that music block, we had artists from Montreal, such as We Are Wolves and Busty in the Bass, with Supernormal and Starstruck, respectively. We also had a band that was based out of Montreal, no longer exists, in Mobile, with See Right Through Me. We had, I believe it's Vibe, V-I-B-I, based out of Toronto, with her song Layla, which the music video features a friend of mine, former Queens alumnus and Toronto-based recording artist in her own right, Layla Karobi. We also had Bachner, based out of Vancouver with Dead Tourists, and Futura Free with All the Codes, who used to be a Kingston band, now based out of North Bay. So Montreal, Toronto, Kingston, North Bay, Vancouver, all in that music block. I just think that's pretty cool. It's awesome to be able to play such an eclectic, geographical and generic variety of music. And given that this is, peeking back behind the curtain here, SoCan Audit Week for us here at the station, where they look to make sure that we are playing those great CanCon metrics that y'all are tuning in for, I want to play a bit of a throwback, but one with a Kingston connection. I don't play the Tragically Hip very often, just because in Kingston it is often overplayed, but I do really like the song Three Pistols, and I want to throw it in today because it's just a fun kind of like hard-driving rock song about Tom Thompson, you know? The Tragically Hip, I get it. People hear him so much, they get tired of him, but look, the band, when they were writing about like kind of weirdos from history, I think that's when they were at their best, and I think this is a really great little tune. So, you know what? I know. It's Kingston, you hear the hip all the time, but don't let that deaden your appreciation for one of their best. This is Tragically Hip with Three Pistols, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Thank you. Three Pistols.
It was him, and he spoke so softly, and I called his window, wrote another deal. He said, I'll bring on a brand new renaissance, cause I think I'm ready, when I'm shaking all night long, but my hands are steady.
All right. choices that I thought I made. I'm left with nothing but an old CD.
Are you in need of legal assistance? Queens Legal Aid provides legal services to low-income residents of Kingston, Napanee, and surrounding areas, and to Queens University and St. Lawrence College students. Queens Legal Aid can help with tenants' rights matters, small claims court matters for claims between $1,000 and $25,000, serious provincial offenses, criminal offenses of a relatively minor nature, and much more. Learn more about how Queens Legal Aid can help you online at queenslawclinics.ca or call them at 613-533-2102.
The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
They wanna ask me a couple of questions. Like, do you remember where they were going? Can you tell us about their condition? Do you know if they'd been drinking or doing any kinds of drugs? I apologize, 'cause I don't remember. I guess I was too tired. To call your parents long after you disappeared, but the guilt makes me forgetful, and we haven't spoken in years. My childhood came to a sudden end on the day that I buried a couple friends, and I'll carry that with me to the day that I die. That I was the last one to see you alive. But if we were invincible, forever wasn't alive, you wouldn't be 17 6 feet under. You'd have just turned 25. To the cops and all the cameras, the wailing of the sirens, the funerals and the flowers came, that crushing dose of silence. And hindsight is 2020, and that was 2012. I was 17, drunk and reckless, and you were twice my size. But if we were invincible and forever wasn't a lie, you wouldn't be 17 6 feet under. You'd have just turned 25.
Dreams, where we show up for each each other. Let's do it again. We gotta get crazy. Crash through the waves. Without a destination. Lights indicate that your presence is everywhere. When nothing matters anymore, I've got to feel it, I have to. Kamikaze falling down from the sky. Kamikaze every time I die. I lost control of my way down. Kamikaze falling down from the sky. Kamikaze every time I die. I lost control of my way. Responsible. Just wanna be part of the team. Give me another chance to prove my allegiance is here with you. I float around to see. Swimming in our dreams, where we show up for each other. Let's do it again. I've gotta get crazy. Crash through the waves without a destination.
For me at least was just a perpetual progression. And the bargaining I fought her with every part of me. And I used to think the phrase they'd say was cheesy as the beauty's in the journey, not the final outcome. Well, healing isn't meant to be a creature of fun, but let it be your teacher and you'll see how beautiful this life can become.
What's up, guys? We're back. This is your Friday morning indie wake-up call for August 9th, 2024. This is the last time I'm going to gab at you for today, and it's to recap the music you just heard in that block. We started things off with a bit of dad rock, the tragically hip Three Pistols. Look, I said it before, I'll say it again. I know, overplayed, you hear it too much, but don't let that distract you from the fact they do have some great, great tunes in that discography. We also heard Hockey Dad, Dancing on the Other Hand, The Wilderness with 25, Idaho with Kamikaze, and Judah and the Lion with Denial. So we got some Kingston bands in there, we got some U.S. bands, obviously Idaho, a U.S. band, pretty good U.S. rock band as well. But we are winding down our time together today. We've got time for a few more songs, and hey, I hope you folks have a great weekend here. Things have cooled off after that run of pretty intense, hot, humid weather. So I've been enjoying it. I was remarking to a friend last night that it doesn't really feel like summer right now. It feels like a very early fall, but I'm not going to complain because I love the fall. It's great to see all the students back on campus, see the leaves changing colors. It will only be another 2-3 weeks before we get the majority of our students back here with us at Queen's University, and that of course means that we're going to have a very vibrant radio culture once more. You won't have to hear me 3, 4, 5 times a week. I can go back to one music show and of course football on the weekends, and you've already heard a preview for the season opener. Something in the Water Brewing is presenting as our title sponsor, Gales Football on CFRC. Thank you very much to Something in the Water for signing on as our title sponsor. The first game of the season is Saturday, August 24th, 4 p.m. kickoff, 3:45 pregame show. It'll be hosted by Zayden Vergara and a very special guest. I don't want to spoil it yet, but somebody who is certainly incredibly knowledgeable about football and has a Queens football tie. I will be at the wedding of my dear friends Dean and Megan, but you'll catch my first game the following weekend, the home opening night game between the Gales and the McMaster Marauders. That's Saturday, August 31st, 6 p.m. kickoff, 5:45 pregame show. So if you're hoping to hear me yell and scream and hoot and holler on the 24th, I won't be there for that one. But if you want to get your fix of me yelling like a man-child, August 31st will be the first game where you get Jesse on the call. But definitely tune in on the 24th. It's going to be a great matchup between the Gales and the Windsor Lancers. Zayden will do a fantastic job. It'll be a really, really, really fun afternoon. So tune in for that. Tune in tonight, 8 to 9 p.m. for the Shortwave Radio Theater Showcase. I mentioned this earlier in the program, but I want to reiterate that. We're going to have a great radio theater camp showcase. You'll get to hear the audio drama they worked on. It's really, really good fun. It's just a wholesome night. Huddle around the radio. Have yourself a good old time. And I hope you enjoy. I hope you enjoy as much as we did working with these young people. Shout out to our campers for all their hard work and their fantastic positive attitudes. We're going to kick off the final phases of today's program with the supremely talented Kingstonian, David Parker, better known as Slow Man Tofu. This is Bicycle to Montreal.
Going down to the basement, again my bicycle, I'll ride it all the way to Montreal. If I ever did that ride, hoping the gravel won't hurt our tires. At night we light cooking fires. We'd pass the leaves along the path, each one a message from the past. We'd pitch our tent where we don't belong, and in the morning we'll be gone. Going down
down to the basement. Yeah, my bicycle, I'll ride it all the way to Montreal. If I ever did that ride, would you come alongside? As I stare out into the sky, I start to forget exactly why. It seems we need to get away just to find out we should stay. Consider this a rain day plan. I'm sure we'll make it when we can. Going down to the basement. Pick out my bicycle. I'll ride it all the way to Montreal.
Hearts torn. space. Like I'm the breath between the shot and your chain. Let it go. It's on a night like this. We only find two kids. When there's not much more, we are just two.
Saturday, August 24th, it all begins again. The ecstasy.
Richardson Stadium comes alive. Alex Freakin is hype. I'm hype. I love football.
The exhilaration.
And there he goes. That man is bad. That man is fast. And he is up over the 50, still on his feet.
The heartbreak.
And Laurier wins on an absolute heartbreaker at Richardson Stadium.
The pain.
No!
All part of a long journey to football immortality for the Queen's Gaels. And on Saturday, August 24th, in Windsor, Ontario, it all begins again. 3:45 p.m. pregame show, 4 p.m. kickoff, and there's only one place you can catch all the action.
This is Queen's Football on CFRC.
August is Black Philanthropy Month. We're calling all active citizens to join in on this global Black Philanthropy Initiative. This special fundraising effort assists the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals for Black-serving nonprofit organizations. Tackle issues close to home, from poverty to quality education, gender equality to economic growth. Individuals and businesses can participate in this fundraiser, internationally administered by Support Black Charities. Visit global-bpi.org to learn more and spread the message. Donate today at global-bpi.org.
Hi, I'm DJ Squared, and you're with me and my cat, Morrissey, the good-looking and pleasant to be around. We are saying it is now 10 o'clock here at CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Coming up next is the charts.
You are listening to the only destination for local music, sports, and news, CFRC 101.9 FM.